Okay, good morning all. Welcome to our first daf a week shiur. So the goal is to go through Maseches Tainis. We'll do one daf a week. Even if for whatever reason we can't do it 1 week, the expectation will be hopefully we'll try to do it on our own. And wherever I am, if I'm not in Merrick for whatever reason, I'll still hopefully make a recording and we'll post it in the WhatsApp group. The goal of the shiur is pretty simple. It's just to go through the basic bekiyas of the Gemara to have a pretty basic understanding about how most people understand the basic text of the Gemara. And the goal is also throughout the week in the WhatsApp group, for those of you who want to join or have not yet joined, you're welcome to join. I'll add you if you want. And the goal is throughout the week to basically send nice insights of the daf as much as we can. But the goal of the shiur itself for the 30 minutes is just to go through the basic understanding and the reading of the Gemara. So let's begin the Tainis Daf Beis. So the very first Mishnah opens up. When do we begin to mention the power of rain? So what is the power of rain? So Rashi understands this to mean, when do we start to say Mashiv HaRuach Umorit HaGeshem? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. So Rabbi Eliezer says, we start saying Mashiv HaRuach from the first day of the Chag. The Chag is Sukkah. So we start saying from the first day of Sukkah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we start saying from the last day of Sukkah. What's the last day of Sukkah? It's Shemini Atzeres. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, he says, it doesn't make any sense, Rabbi Eliezer. You want to start mentioning rain on the first day of Sukkot, but we know that on Sukkot, if it rains, it's a siman klal, it's a bad sign. So why would anyone want to mention rain on Sukkot? So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, af ani lo amarti l'shol. He says, what are you talking about? I never said to ask for rain. He says, I only simply said that you should mention Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, that whenever God does bring rain, that he does it with power and might in its time. But I did not say you should ask for it now. Rather, whenever God does bring it, that he does bring it with power. So Amar Los, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, Im Kain, Lo Olam Yehei Maskir. He says, if that's the case, then you really should say it every day of the year. Why do you start saying it only on Sukkot? So therefore, the mission rules, Ein Shoalan Es HaGeshamim Ela Samach L'Geshamim. Since Rabbi Yeshua has such a great response to him, we paskin that we don't ask, we don't request rain, we don't say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem unless it's close to the rain season. What's close to the rain season? Well, that's Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, it seems like we're passing like Rabbi Yeshua over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds a caveat basically to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Potentially, it's a third opinion in entirety. He says, "Ha'over l'pnei ateva b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag." A person who gets up on Shemini Atzeres to daven from the Amma to be the chazan. So ha'achron maskir, the person who's davening musaf, he is the one who mentions Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. Harishon ainu maskir, but the first one, the one who's davening shacharis, does not mention Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. B'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, and when do we stop saying it? So on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir. On the first day of Pesach, the person who is davening Shacharis does say it. And the person who is davening Musaf does not say it. So he is the first person to not say it anymore on the first day of Pesach. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Tana, heichi kai de katani meimasai. So it's a very interesting Mishnah. We begin the entire Masechta by saying, when do we do something? When we say, when do we do something, the implication is that we know we have an obligation to do it. So the Gemara wants to know, from where do we know that we have an obligation to do it? In other words, how do we know that we can ask, when do we do something, if we don't ever have an obligation clearly put out that we do are supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach? So where essentially are we told that we have an obligation to say Mashiv HaRuach? So Tana Hasam Kai. So it says, ah, it's very good. We have a Mishnah elsewhere that teaches that we have the obligation to do it. Tikatani, that it's taught. Mazkirin Gevuras Gashamim B'tchias HaMesim. The Mishnah says explicitly that we mention the power of rain. We say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim in the Shemona Esrei. And then we have a few more things. V'sho'alim B'birchas Hashanim. We say Mesin Talamatar in Birchas Hashanim. V'Havdalah B'Chonein Das and Hadas. We also say Havdalah in Chonein Hadas. Right. So we do all these things. And since we said that we have an obligation to do it in that Mishnah, in Brachos, that's where it is, so we ask in our Mishnah, when do we start saying it? When do we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem? Now, the problem with this is that we're told of the obligation in Brachos. Brachos, for those of us who know, is in Seder Zrayim, and now we're in Seder Moed. It's an entirely different, there are six parts of the entire Shas, and so we have one part of Shas, we have Zrayim that mentions the obligation to do it, and now we have the obligation, we're told when to do it over here, an entire Seder later. So says the Mishnah, but listening Hasim, so let it teach it over there. Why are we waiting all the way until an entire next Seder of Mishnayos to teach when the obligation is? Ella, because that's such an odd thing to say that we would want to teach when to do something that was taught the obligation of in a previous Seder, Tana Mirosh Hashanah Salak. It must be that we're actually asking when do we do it, because the obligation really comes from Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which at least is in our own Seder of Seder Moed. It's not, what does the Mishnah say? B'chag nidona na'amayim. On Sukkis, we are judged for water. The Aydi de Tana, and since we teach B'chag nidona na'amayim, that we're judged for water on Sukkis, Tana me'imas ha'maskirin gurus kushamim. It must be that that's why we say now, when do we start mentioning Mashavuruch? Because if we're judged on water on Sukkot, that must mean that it's a good time on Sukkot to start saying Mashavuruch, and therefore we say, when do we start saying it on Sukkot? Belisnei, now the Gemara says, okay, we're all well and good now, but I have another question. Belisnei me'imas ha'maskirin al ha'geshamim, my gurus kushamim. All the Mishnah needed to say is, when do we start mentioning rain? Why do we say Gevuras Geshamim? Where is the idea of the power of rain? So adding that extra word of Gevura, where does that come from? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara answers, Nivnesha Yordin Begvura, because rain, we all know, comes through power. God brings down rain with his Gevura, with his might. How do we know this? So now the Gemara has a slightly complicated way that we get here. We have about four or five psukim that we're going to have to make links between to show that rain is something that God brings down with Gevura, and that's why we call it Gevuras Geshamim. So fine. So where are the psukim? Shenemar, the pasuk says in Eov, there are two psukim in Eov. Oseh gedolos adin cheker, v'niflaos adin mispar, that God does great and wondrous things beyond our comprehension, beyond what we can count. V'ksiv, and then it says in the next pasuk, hanosin matar al pnei eretz, v'sholeach mayam al pnei chutzos, that God brings rain. So over here we see two things. So we have two psukim in Eov that are back to back. One that mentions rain, and the one right before it mentions this idea of cheker. We'll see why that's important in a second. Mayam mashma, how do we learn from these two psukim that rain equals gevura? Well, the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Asya Cheker Cheker Mibriyaso Shalom. We have something called the Gzera Shava, which means there's a connection between two words. So we have in one pasuk, in the pasuk in Eov, it has the word Cheker, and then which means like comprehension. We say that God's might is beyond our comprehension, and then we also have the word Cheker in Briyaso Olam. When we're talking about the creation of the world, we also mention the word Cheker. How so? Well, Ksiv Hacha Oseg Gedolos Adin Cheker, that God does great things beyond our comprehension. The Ksiv Hasim, and it says over there in a pasuk in Yeshaya, Halo yadata imlo shamata elokei olam Hashem borei kitzos ha'aretz luyiyaf v'luyiga ein cheker l'suna. So we can again comprehend all the things that he does. So regarding the creation of the world, there is the word cheker mentioned. Okay, so just stay with me for a second. V'ksiv machin harim b'kocho nezar b'gvura. And it also says in another pasuk regarding creation in Tehillim, we also see that gvura is used to refer to the might of Hashem. So let's take a step back now. So we have a few pasukim over here. We have a pasuk from Eov, we have a pasuk from Yeshaya, and we have a pasuk from Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim uses the word gevura, and the pasuk in Tehillim is talking about the creation of the world. So therefore, we connect this pasuk to the pasuk in Yeshaya, which is also talking about the creation of the world, right? So now we have a connection between the pasuk in Tehillim and Yeshaya, so which means we have a connection from gevura. We use gevura with regards to creation in Tehillim, and we connect that to Yeshaya, where the word cheker is used. And then we connect that one more time to the pasuk in Eov, where the word cheker is used again. And then we come back to the second pasuk in Eov, where we're talking about rain. So basically what you get from this is that there's a connection between gevura and rain, which shows us that whenever we're talking about rain, it's brought through the gevura, through the strength of God. Okay, now that we understand why we called rain gevuras kashamim, because it comes through the might of God, through these textual links, now asks the Mishnah, how do we know that we have this obligation to mention rain in Tefillah, in Shmona Esrei in the first place? Well, we say Ditani, because it's taught in a Braisa, we should love Hashem, our God, and we should serve Him with all our hearts. The famous line of the Gemara over here, Ezohi Avoda Shehi Believe, what do we call service of the heart? Havei Omer Zu Tefillah, this must be Tefillah. So whenever we serve God with our heart, whenever the Pasuk talks about that, it's talking about Tefillah. Because if Basri, and it says right after that, V'nasati Matar Tzechem B'ito Yoreh Malkosh, that God's going to bring rain to the world. So we have a pasuk talking about tefillah, and right after we have a pasuk talking about rain, so it must be that we have this obligation to mention rain in Shmona Esrei. That's how we know that the concept of Mashav Aruch, Merid Geshem, that we should mention that in Shmona Esrei, that's where it comes from. Okay, now a slightly separate topic. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, we're four lines down from the bottom. The way the world works in general, says Rabbi Yochanan, is that God a lot of times has messengers taking care of things for him. However, there are three things that he says that God never gave over to a messenger that he handles directly. And these are the keys. These are the special keys that God handles by himself. The key of rain, God handles rain by himself. The key of chaya literally means like life, but over here it means like childbirth. So the key of giving life, of having children. And the key of resurrecting the dead. All three of these keys are things that are handled directly by God, and no one else, no other messengers handle that. And now the Gemara is going to have psukim to prove that this is true. So mafteach shel geshamim, the key of rain. How do we know that God controls rain directly? Dichtiv yiftach Hashem lecha esotza roha tov es hashamayim latet matar tzicha biyito. The pasuk says, very simply, in Devarim, that God is going to open up his good storehouses in the heaven and he's going to give us rain. The fact that the pasuk says explicitly that God's going to do this shows us that he is the one who has the key to controlling the rain. Mafteach shel chaya minayin, how do we know that God controls childbirth? Well, very simple. Dichtiv, there's a pasuk that says, V'yizkor Elokim es Rachel v'yishma, now in the back of the page, Elaha Elokim v'yivtach es Rachma. The pasuk says very clearly that Hashem remembered Rachel imenu and he heard her tfilos and he opened up her womb. Since it says that God's doing this, it means that he is the one that directly controls this. And then finally, the third key, Mafteach shel tchias hameisim minayin. Where do we know that God controls directly the resurrecting of the dead? Dichtiv v'yidatim ki ani Hashem b'pischei es kibroseichem. We know very clearly that the pasuk says that God says, "You shall know that Hashem is the one who opens up the kvaros, that Hashem opens up the graves." Again, it says explicitly that God is taking care of it, which means these are the three things that God runs directly without any messenger, and we know it from the three psukim. And those three things are, again, rain, childbirth, and resurrecting the dead, tchias hameisim. Fine. The Ma'arava Amre, the Gemara continues three lines down from the top of Beis Mabez. In the West, they say, in the West, it means Eretz Yisrael. So in Israel, they say, Af Mafteach Shel Parnasa. Even the key of Parnassah, of providing sustenance for people, God also doesn't give that over to anyone else. He controls that directly. How do we know? There's a pasuk in Ashrei that we say three times a day, every single day, that says that we say, God, open up your hands and provide us with sustenance. So it's clear that God is handling sustenance as well. So the Gemara says that actually makes a lot of sense. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan include that in his count? He should say four keys that God handles, not just three keys. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo ka chashiv laha. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not mention Parnassah? He should have added that to the list. And says the Gemara, Amar lecha geshamim hainu Parnassah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Geshamim and Parnassah, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, are the same thing. The fact that God provides rain, that means he's allowing the food to grow, which means that he is providing sustenance. So he would say those two are the same thing. So he does include Parnassah, so he doesn't count it as a fourth key. Rather, there are just three things that are in the hands of God, but that's subsumed under the concept that God controls rain directly. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. If you remember back in the Mishnah that we just learned before, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is quoted, and he says that we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurit HaGeshem on the first day of Sukkot. That was his opinion. So now the Gemara wants to know something. Ibayelahu, they asked, Rabbi Eliezer, Mehicha Gamirla, where in the world does Rabbi Eliezer learn this from, that we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurit HaGeshem on the first day of Sukkot? So says the Gemara, well, there are two possibilities. Mi lulav gamarla, either he learns it out from lulav, or he learns it out from nisa chamayim. Either he learns it out from the concept that we bring lulav on the first day, or he learns it out of the concept from nisa chamayim, from the water libations, that they used to start the water libations on the first day of Sukkot. He learns that we start mashiv haruach on the first day based on one of these two things. So here are the possibilities. Mi lulav gamarla, maybe he learns it out from lulav, and ma lulav bayom avhas kara bayom, and so too, just like we start doing lulav in the day, right? We don't bring lulav at night on Sukkot. We start on the first day, in the first morning. So just like we start bringing lulav in the morning, so too we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach Umurit HaGeshem on the first day, and we don't say it at night. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Miniso Chamayim Gamarla, maybe he starts mentioning it on, and maybe he learns it from Niso Chamayim, from the concept of the water libations. And when, what do we know about the water libations? Well, very simple. Maniso Chamayim Meorta, just like the Niso Chamayim can technically happen at night, because we have a previous teaching to Amar Mar that we learned earlier, the Pasuk says that the Mincha offerings and the wine libations, these can be done even at night, and seemingly even the water libations could be done at night. So therefore, we learn Af Haskara Me'orto. We could also maybe mention Mashiv Horoch Morid Hageshem at night. So in other words, let's take a step back for a second. We want to know if Rabbi Eliezer learns the obligation to say Mashiv Horoch Morid Hageshem. Does he learn it from Lulav or does he learn it from Nisa Chamayim? If he learns it from Lulav, that means he would say you started on the first morning of Sukkot. If he says that you learn it from the water libations from the Nisa Chamayim, that means you can say that he starts it from even the first night of Sukkot, not just the first day. So now we're going to have to bring a proof which one it is. Tashma, come in here. Amar Rabbi Abahu lo lamda Rabbi Eliezer elamei lulav. So Rabbi Abahu says that Rabbi Eliezer learns it clearly from lulav. That's where he gets it all from. That's his proof. De'ika de'amri Rabbi Abahu gamra gemirla. And some say, where did Rabbi Abahu learn this? Well, some say he had a tradition that taught him this. De'ika de'amri masnisa shmiela. And some people say that no, he actually learned this from a braisa. So in other words, he had another text where he learned this from. So the Gemara wants to know, if that's the case, if he learned it from a braisa, my he, what is that braisa that he learned it from? The Tanya. So here's the braisa. The braisa is going to sound a lot like the Mishnah, but it's going to have some differences that will help us answer this question. Me'imasai maskirin Al Hageshamim. So the Braisa over here wants to know, when do we begin to mention rain? And just parenthetically note that the Braisa does not use the phrase Gevuras Geshamim, it only says Geshamim over here. And so when do we start saying it? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Mishas, and Tilas Lulav. Ah, so it's written explicitly over here. The Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer says that we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem from the time that we take Lulav. So it's clear that he doesn't learn it from Nisa Chamayim, that he doesn't learn it from the water libations. He learns it from the taking of the Lulav. And so that means that he would say that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem on the first day and not the first night. Okay, that's his opinion. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Mishas HaNachaso. So Rabbi Yehoshua says that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem from the time you put down the lulav. So you put down the lulav the last day of Sukkot. So therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion is that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem on the eighth day, of not of Sukkot, but of Shmini Atzeres. That's when you start saying it. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hoil ve'arbas minin halalu inan ba'in el ratzos alamayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, since these four minim, right, the lulav, esrog, the hadasim, and the aravos, since these only come to appease God for water, how so? Ugashem sh'arba minin halalu iav sharbahem below mayim, that just like without these four minim, it's impossible to have them without water. Kach iav shar li'olam below mayim. So too is it impossible to have a world without water. So basically, these four minim, says Rabbi Eliezer, they appease God to bring water, and if you're using these to appease God to bring water, so then you should also start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem, start requesting water from God at this point. Okay, now the Braisa continues. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Hello, Geshamim Bechag Eino El Simen Klala. Again, it's the same question that he asked in our Mishnah. Is rain on Sukkot not a Simen Klala? If we're asking for God on rain on Sukkot, and we're hoping that he's going to answer our prayers, then if rain starts to come, isn't that a sign of a curse if he brings them? So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responds in the same way that he responded in our Mishnah. Af Anilo Amarti L'Shol El L'Haskir. What are you talking about? I never said that you should ask. I just said that you should mention rain. And he says, I'll give you another example. You know what else we mention all the time? We mention Techiyas HaMeisim. Every single day, three times a day when we dive in Shemona Esrei, we mention Techiyas HaMeisim. We mention the resurrection of the dead. It's one of the brachos. Ve'ena ele bezmana, but we know it's not going to come. It's only going to come in its time, bezmana. Kach maskirim gevuras kashamim kol hashana. So too, a person can mention the rain the entire year as well. Ve'ena ele bezmana. And we would not expect it to come only in its time, but you can mention it all year round, just like you mentioned Techiyas HaMeisim all year round. The fichach, therefore, he rules in bala haskir kol hashana kula maskir. If someone wants to say Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem the entire year, in theory you could, because again, whenever you're saying it, you're not asking for it. You're just saying God, whenever you bring it, just so you know, you bring it with might, and we are recognizing that. Okay, so that's his opinion. Then Rebbe has another opinion. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, I say, says Rebbe, Mishash mafsik l'sheila, kach mafsik l'askara. Whenever we stop asking for rain, it makes a lot of sense to stop mentioning it as well. Okay, now the Gemara is going to list a few different opinions. So far we only have two opinions as to when we say Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem. We know we could either say it on the first day, that's Rabbi Eliezer, or we say it on the last day on Shemini Atzeres, that's Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion. But here are some other opinions for when we should say Mashiv HaRuach Umurid HaGeshem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bishini Bechag Hu Maskir. You start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the second day, so now it's like starting to get a little petty over here, but we'll have to see if there's actually real sources why they say this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says you say it on the second day. Rabbi Akiva Omer, He says, no. Rabbi Akiva says on the sixth day you start saying Mashav Aruch Merida Geshem. So now the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ha'over Lefnei Ateva Biyom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag Ha'achron Maskir Harishon Inu Maskir. So this is another opinion, it would seem, at least compared to the other two. According to, so again, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir says you say it on the second day. Rabbi Akiva says on the sixth day, and now Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua says that the person who goes up to Davin to lead the services on the last day of Chag, on Shmini Atzeres, so the last one he mentions Mashav Aruch Merid Geshem, and the first one, the person who's davening Shacharis, does not mention it. And again, this is something that we've heard before. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, you stop saying it. HaRishon Maskir, the first person says it. HaAchron Einu Maskir, but the person who's davening Musaf does not say it. Okay, so we'll have to get back to that in a moment. We'll get back to that in a few lines, but before we do that, the Gemara has a very good question. Says the Gemara, we're about four lines up from the Y lines over there. Shapir Ka'amar Le Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. If you remember way back when, just a few lines before, Rabbi Eliezer had a great response to Rabbi Yeshua. Again, remember that Rabbi Eliezer said that we mentioned Tachias HaMesim in its time, right? That Tachias HaMesim can be mentioned whenever, but we only expect that it's going to come in its time. And therefore, rain could in theory be mentioned all the time, and we only expect it to come in its time. So what would Rabbi Yeshua say back to him to disprove his point? So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yeshua will say back to you, Bishlama Tachias HaMesim Maskir Zukula Yom HaZmanihi. Rabbi Yeshua will say, it makes so much sense that we say Tachias HaMesim every single day that we mention it, because every day is its time. We hope that Tchias HaMesim will come any day now. So any day it's possible for it to come, but that's not true with rain, says Rabbi Yeshua. Ela Geshamim Kol Emas Da'asyan Zimnayuhi. If it would come any day, would that be considered a good thing? What are you talking about? That's not true. Latzanan, we have a Mishnah that says Yatsa Nisan V'yirdu Geshamim Simin Klalahim, that if once Nisan left, if rain fell down, then it's going to be a simen klala. How do we know that? Shenemar halo kitzir chitim hayom megomer. There's a pasuk regarding Shmuel that Shmuel says after the Jewish people ask for a king, Shmuel says, "I'm going to now daven to God that it will rain, even though it's the wheat harvesting time." And the implication is that Shmuel is saying to the Jewish people, "I'm going to make sure you get punished by having it rain now in a post Nisan, sort of like in the summertime. It's going to start raining, and since it's clear that when Shmuel is talking about rain, it's clear that it's a punishment. It means that rain and not in the right time is going to be a siman klala. It's clearly a punishment. So Rabbi Yeshua essentially says back to Rabbi Eliezer, it's very nice. Tachias HaMesim, it's zman, its time could happen whenever. When it comes to rain, its time is not whenever. Clearly there are bad times, as the Mishnah explicitly says, based on a pasuk in Shmuel. And so therefore, while we can mention Tachias HaMesim anytime we want, we should not really mention rain whenever we want. That's how Rabbi Yeshua would respond to Rabbi Eliezer. It sounds like a good response. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go back with a few minutes left that we have. The Gemara is going to go back and try to understand where the source of these other opinions came, right? You remember just a few lines before this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, you start saying Mashav HaRuach HaMurid HaGeshem on the second day, and we had the other opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says we start saying Mashav HaRuach HaMurid HaGeshem on the sixth day. So where in the world does all of this come from? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Beshini b'chag hu maskir, on the second day we start saying Mashav HaRuach HaMurid HaGeshem. My time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, where does he get this from? Well, it's very simple. Tetzania, that it was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ne'amar Beshini v'niskehem, v'ne'amar Beshishi v'nisachev, ne'amar Beshvi k'meshpatam. There are several verses that go over and over to list various sacrifices and libations that are brought. Now, there are three words that stand out over the course of all of these sacrifices. One of them is viniskayhem. That's regarding day two. There seems to be an extra mem there. You don't need to have that extra mem at the end of the word. And then on the sixth day, it says vinisacheha, and it seems like you don't need that yud in there. The yud seems to be extra. And then on the seventh day, you have the word kimishpatan, and the word and the letter mem over there also seems to be extra. So for those of us who have been keeping track, so what letters do we have? Says the Gemara, hare mem yud mem. Those words that we have are mem, yud, and mem. Harei kan mayim. What does mem, yud, mem spell? That spells mayim. That spells water. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, mikan remes l'niso chamayim min haTorah. There, it's clear from this that this is a proof that from the Torah that water libations that we're supposed to bring water libations, because there's a hint in the words. The extra letters spell out the word water. And says the Gemara, umay shna b'shinim denakat. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say that we start the niso chamayim, that we start the water libations, and also that we start saying saying Mashavu Ruach Morid Geshem on the second day? Well, very simple. Dekiramizi Lehu Bekrabishini Hu Deramizi, because the Nisuch HaMayim, the word Mayim begins to be hinted by the second day. So therefore, Hilkach Bishini Mitzkarinan. Since the hint of Mayim from the Pesukim comes from the second day, the sixth day, and then the seventh day, but it starts at the second day, so therefore we say, oh, it must be that you start saying the water libations and you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem on the second day as well. So what about Rabbi Akiva now? Where does he get his idea from that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the sixth day? So I apologize for those of you who are using the copies. So we're going to go on, the first three lines onto Gimel, Daf Gimel as well, but you'll pay attention and hopefully we'll try to backtrack a little bit next time. So right now we're in the bottom two lines of Beis Medbeis. So Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Beshishi Bechag Hu Maskir, Shenemar Beshishi Benesachah. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, I'll tell you where I get my idea from that we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem on the sixth day. It's very simple, because the Pasuk says Benesachah, and that means water libations. Okay, so we'll have to see in a second why he doesn't start on the second day, but he says since on the sixth day, there is the plural word of water libations, so therefore, that's why we start on the sixth day, to start doing the water libations, and also to start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem. It says the Gemara, Beshini Nisuchin, Hakasav Medaber, Echad Nisuch HaMayim, Echad Nisuch. It's clear from the word v'nisachecha that this is plural, and what are the plural libations that we're referring to? Well, one of them is the water libations, and one of them is the wine libations. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, it's the sixth day is when the libations start, and the sixth day is when we say Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem. So says the Gemara, a very logical question. Ve'ima tervayu dechamra. I don't understand. How do you know that both of the libations aren't wine libations? I hear what you're saying. The Torah has the word v'nisachecha, which means plural libations, but maybe it's just talking about two wine libations. How do we know that one of them is water? Says the Gemara, the last line of Beis Mabez, Sabarla Karib Yehuda ben Beseir, Da'amar Ramizi Amai. Well, no, he follows the hint that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir pointed out. He also sees that there are extra letters here, and he therefore learns out that there is a water libation, because he sees the extra letters of Mem, Yud, Mem as well, now on the top of Gimel Amad Aleph. Isabarla Karib Yehuda ben Beseir, Nema Kivase. But I don't understand something, says the Gemara. If he really does follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, that he believes in his hint that it says Mayim in the extra letters there, then why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and say that we should start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem on the second day? Says the Gemara, Kasava Rabbi Akiva, Ki Kesev Nisoch Yesera Beshishi Hu Dichtiv. Right, when the Pasuk is talking about, when the Pasuk has these words over here that the hint comes from, well, there are a few possibilities. So the first one, let's go back, is Vinis Kehem. So that means libations in plural also, but it's not, says Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't mean plural libations, meaning two libations for one sacrifice. Rather, over there, when the word Vinis Kehem is used, it means that we have multiple sacrifices, and for each of those sacrifices, we have one libation for them. When the word v'nisachecha comes up, which also means plural libations, we're only talking about one sacrifice there, and over there we say one sacrifice, but there are multiple libations, and therefore Rabbi Akiva understands that should be where it all starts from, that even though he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira of the hint of Mayim, the hint of water from the Torah because of the extra letters, going back to day two of Mem, Yud Mem, nonetheless, the only time the Torah really mentions the plural version of libations with one sacrifice, that there should be two libations, that there should be one of water and one of wine, that only starts on the sixth day, and that's why Rabbi Akiva holds you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid Geshem on the sixth day, and that you only begin doing the water libations on the sixth day as well. So that is the end of Daf Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Daf Gimel, but for now, we'll stop right here.